1 is the lead. By the way, you can get more information about Pella Windows and Doors, their website, PellaWI.com. Cody Bellinger bats and rips a foul wide of first. We'll pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Along with Lane Grindle, I'm Josh Maurer at Wrigley Field. 0-1 to Bellinger is below the knees. A two-seam fastball called ball one. We're in the bottom of the fourth with two out. Brewer is holding a 5-1 lead. Miley's pitch, low and away. 2-1. Starting out a big week, Brewers taking on the rival Cubs. Here it comes, 2-1. Bellinger lines it into right field. Cleanly in there for a base hit. On a hop in front of Tyrone Taylor and Cody Bellinger. Just the second Cub to reach. He's got a two-out single. Red hot Seiya Suzuki to the plate. Suzuki grounded to Rowdy Tellez at first, back his first time up. One of the hotter hitters in the league at the moment. He takes a strike with a changeup. Fluttered in for a strike from Miley. Talked about how Wade pitched for the Cubs last year. So these two were teammates. Pitches down and in. Cutter near his legs, who say Suzuki had to hop back out of the way. 1-1. Popped foul. First base side up into the seats. 1-2. Miley had a frustrating season. He won year with the Cubs last year because he was hurt so much of it. It's always been the thing with Wade. It's just been his health. Only made 8 starts all season. 1-2. Line fouled into the netting. First base side by Suzuki. I'll tell you this, though. Whatever clubhouse Wade Miley is a part of, he is one of the most popular guys in it.
That is for sure.
5-1 Brewers. 1-2 pitch. Lined and caught by Miley. Look what I found. Oh, he reached up the glove and he snagged it to retire the side. That ball was smashed. Suzuki and reaching up. The ball was almost past Wade Miley. He got the glove just in time to snare it out of the air. One man was left, and we're headed into the fifth. It's still 5-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
High-speed internet is essential today, so it's great news Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Brewers Baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Into the fifth inning, and it's 5-1 Brewers. Lane Grindle's back for your play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Josh. William Contreras leads off the top of the fifth inning. He takes a first pitch ball from Tyone. And the 1-0 pitch brought home, and it's popped up. This one on the left side of the infield, drifting out a couple of steps onto the outfield grass is Dansby Swanson, the shortstop. And Contreras is the first out here in the fifth inning, and that'll get Sal Frelick to the plate. Time for a vibe check, and the vibes are good right now at Wrigley, at least for the folks cheering on the Brew Crew. Cooler full of Busy Heart Seltzer, that's a big vibe as well. Busy Heart Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. First pitch to Frelick in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Sal 1-for-2 in this game so far this evening. 31-year-old right-hander Tyone looking in. And the 0-1 pitch to Frelick is fouled back our way into the second deck. And Frelick behind, no balls and two strikes. Willie Adames in the on-deck circle. He's scheduled to hit third this inning. A 5-1 Brewers lead. 0-2 pitch. Up and in. And it's 1-2. Brewers offense has been on a roll, and tonight not an exception to that. 1-2 pitch. Frelick fouls that one off third base side and into the second deck. Foul. It's 1-2 still on Sal. What the Brewers have done in August is impressive. Swung on and fouled into the net behind home plate. Job of spoiling that pitch by Frelick, and the count stays at 1-2. 16-7 this month for the Brewers. And this is how you win a division. You go on a big roll like this and try to put some distance between yourself and the competition. Bouncing ball back up the middle. Diving is Horner, but he does not have a play. Ends up trickling off of his glove into shallow center field. It's an infield single for Sal Frelick. I can't even believe that Horner was able to get a glove on that. Off the bat, I thought that was going to get through cleanly into center. But he got a glove to it. He was not going to have a play even if he fielded it. And tried to make a throw. So a runner at first. And one away now for Adames. Tyone brings home the first pitch, and it's a strike at the very top of the zone with a cutter. And it's 0-1. 73 pitches so far for Tyone. Still quiet in that Cubs bullpen. Tyone long look in the pitch. A swing and a miss. At a fastball away. And it's no balls and two strikes on Adames. Went 6-for-20 during that homestand with a couple of home runs. And drove in 6 over those 5 games. Tyone's 0-2 pitch is down in the dirt. And it's 1-2. Throw that ball out of play and get a new one for Tyone. Adames 1-for-2 tonight. Frelick gets his lead from first, and now a spin and a throw that way, and Frelick back in there head first, safely. A lot of anticipation for this series. These two teams finish up the year in Milwaukee at the end of September, beginning of October. 1-2 pitch. Line down the left field line, but foul and out of play. Got out in front of a breaking ball that time. And it stays at 1-2 on Adames. Now, Brewers offense, we've talked so much about it. The production, just from a run-scoring standpoint, that's all that really matters, and that's what the Brewers are getting. And they're getting some power in there, but a lot of it is just team offense, stringing hits together, productive outs, and really battling in counts. 1-2. And a foul at the plate by Adames, and it stays at 1-2. And at bats like Frelick's and at a bat like this one, Josh, we've seen so much of this over the course of this winning streak and over the course of the month of August, where the Brewers will fall behind in a count, and they get back into the count somehow and eventually work a walk or maybe The pitcher makes a mistake, and they punish them for that. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Adames strikes out that time. Foul tip into the mitt of Yan Gomes. And there's two away now for Rowdy Tellez. But we are seeing really 1-9 competitive at-bats very consistently right now. And that's why you're seeing the run production that you're getting from this offense. And everybody pretty locked in. Here's Tellez, who's had two good swings tonight. Toss to first, and Frelick is back in time.
Tonight you're doing it without one of your hottest hitters, Carlos Santana, who got banged up yesterday in that Padres win. Everybody else kind of filling that void. Frelick moving up a spot, Tellez in there, and they've produced.
First pitch to Rowdy is low, maybe a little bit outside as well with the cutter. It's 1-0. Santana currently in the middle of an 8-game hitting streak himself. He's been red hot for the Brewers. A lot of power in there with Carlos, too. 1-0 pitch. Tellez, slow roller towards second, backhanded by Horner. Jumps and throws to first, and a nice scoop by Candelario, the first baseman. If he doesn't scoop that out of the dirt, Tellez would have ended up being safe at first. Ended up being a fairly close play over there, but they get him. Brewers get a hit from Frelick, but that's it in the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom of 5-1 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your country. 98Q Country.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogemaw, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Yan Gomes leads off the bottom of the fifth for Chicago. It's a 5-1 Brewers lead, and the first pitch from Wade Miley's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Brewers jumped out in front early here tonight. A 4-run top of the first inning. Gomes, slow roller to short. Ranging to his left is Adames behind the bag. At second, he throws to first and retires Gomes for the first out here in the fifth inning. Another ground ball induced by Wade Miley. He's been a ground ball machine over the course of the night here tonight. One away for Candelario. August and September, they mean crunch time for pennant races. Also means you got 2 months of great grilling left. Candelario takes inside, and it's 1-0. That's before summer fades into fall. Felt like a transitional day today as this one's rolled foul at the third baseline. One ball and one strike on Candelario. Still kind of summer, but it had just that twinge of that fall crisp feeling to it as you're walking around Chicago before heading over to the ballpark. Pitch misses inside, two balls and one strike. You can still grill as much as you want in the fall, though, that's for sure. 2-1, broken background ball to third. Charging is Monasterio, scoops and throws across the diamond in time to retire Candelario. And there's two outs for Patrick Wisdom. The business end of the bat ended up hitting the crowd mic. That's what you heard during that play, because Wade Miley just busted that bat in two. Two down. Don't miss a great day of grilling with Usinger sausage. As Wisdom rolls one foul at the third baseline, it's 0-1. With Usinger's, you're going to enjoy every single bite. I promise you that. Josh just got a big Usinger's selection.
Yes, sir.
For his place. 0-1. This is pulled down the left field line. Yelich going back, and it is gone. Patrick Wisdom with a solo shot. His 21st of the season. And the Cubs get one back. It's a 5-2 ball game. Wisdom's always had big-time power. That is one thing he has always had. He had a really hot start to this year. Then he cooled off from May through the All-Star break. He's been a little better in the second half. Nick Madrigal, the battery takes low. It's 1-0. Miley's 1-0 pitch is high. It's two balls and no strikes. Both of these home runs allowed by Miley have been solo shots. You can live with that. They've both been with two outs. 2-0 pitch. Madrigal took high. Three balls with no strikes. The way the ball is flying tonight feels like a little bit more offense wouldn't hurt. 5-2 lead. Brewers wouldn't mind a little bit of insurance. Pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. Wade, out of the windup, 3-1 pitch. This is bounced foul up the third baseline, and it's a full count on Nick Madrigal. Had a six-game hitting streak snapped yesterday against the Pirates. 3-2 pitch. Fly ball into left field. Racing in is Yelich. He's underneath of it. Makes the catch, and the inning is over. Solo shot from Wisdom is all the Cubs will get here in the bottom of the fifth. We head to the sixth, 5-2. Brewers out in front on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. Kick off Hispanic Heritage Month with the Brewers on Friday, September 15th at Cerveceros Night, presented by Aurora Healthcare. With a special Cerveceros ticket, you'll get a Hispanic Heritage Brewers hat. Get yours at brewers.com/community nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any size Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, or Bueno product with quick rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO, no mo. Because Toyota's national sales event is on, and it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Rick Reuter from West Bend is our contestant. He'll win a gift card jackpot of $200. If a member of the crew hits a home run this inning, and $100 will be added to the total for each additional home run this half. Mark Canna leads off against Tyone, and a fly ball into left field. This is going to be a long run for Happ. He's going to get there, though, and make the catch in fair territory near the line in medium depth. He had to cover a lot of real estate to make that catch, but he does so, and Canna's the first out here in the sixth. And here's Andrew Monasterio. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. Monasterio's 0-2. First pitch to him. He is in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Lined out to center to end the first inning on a nice play made by Cody Bellinger. 0-1 pitch to Monasterio. He is up and in, and it's a ball and a strike. Monasterio, former Cubs farmhand. He was signed by the Brewers as a minor league free agent before last season. 26-year-old rookie. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And he took low and away. Two balls and one strike on Andrew. A 5-2 Brewers lead here in the top of the sixth inning. Tyone brings home the 2-1 pitch, and Monasterio took a strike. It's 2-2. Drew Smyly, the left-hander, is getting loose in the Cubs' bullpen right now. Tyone getting up there pitch count-wise. He's at 86. Brewers got to him for 5 early runs, but he's put up zeros in each of the last 3 innings. The 2-2 to Monasterio. And a liner into right center field, down for a base hit for Andrew. So a 1-out single for Monasterio. Brewers have had base runners in every inning except for the 4th. And that gets Bryce Terang to the plate. And we'll see if Tyone will face Terang here. As of now, looks like that's going to be the case. So Terang steps into the box. Monasterio had a big secondary lead, but didn't go, and the pitch missed outside, 1-0. One would think that with Terang at the plate now, Smiley's getting loose for Yelich. They wouldn't want Tyrone Taylor to have the opportunity to face a left-handed pitcher with the success he's had in his career against lefties. 1-0 pitch. In there with a strike, and it's 1-1. So Tyone probably gets the next 2, and then if it continues on to the top of the Brewers order, Yelich may see Smiley. Turn and a throw to first, and back in time is Monasterio. Brewers with a 3-run advantage. Runner at first and 1 out, top of the 6th here on a beautiful night at Wrigley. Big crowd here at Wrigley Field, as you would have expected. Tyone tosses over to first again, and Monasterio is back. And that is the second disengagement used. It's the 3rd time he's thrown over there, but he threw over. No, excuse me. That was just the 2nd time he's thrown over in this at-bat. Monasterio trying to get him to look at him. Pitch is in there for a strike. And it's 1-2 on Terang. I mean, he is really dancing off of first, trying to mess with Tyone and distract him any way he can. There he goes. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball towards second. Bobbled by Swanson. Gets it. Throws to first. That was going to be a double play if Swanson fields that cleanly. But starting Monasterio was the right call there because it distracted Swanson just enough because he knew he had to hurry. I think if he fields that cleanly, he might be able to step on the bag before Monasterio gets to it and start up a double play, but instead he had to settle for just picking it up and throwing a first to retire Terang. Monasterio at second base now, and here's Tyrone Taylor. First pitch to Tyrone is high. It's 1-0. 2 outs in the inning now. It has not been the cleanest game defensively from this Cubs middle infield. Normally a very good defensive middle. 1-0 is a strike. Sinking fastball down and in. It's 1-1. Probably the last batter of the night for Tyone. He's up to 93 pitches now. The 1-1. Tyrone took a sweeper down and away. It's 2 balls and a strike. Yelich awaits in the on-deck circle. He would love to get a shot here in the top of the sixth. Monasterio gets his lead from second. And the pitch swung on and fouled back. And it's 2-2 on Tyrone. Miley's pitched well. Brewers offense spotted him a big lead to start this game. Looking for a little more here with a clutch two-out hit from Tyrone Taylor. With Monasterio at second base. 2 balls and 2 strikes against the Brewers right fielder. The pitch. Tyrone fouled it back and out of play. And into the second deck behind home plate. It stays at 2-2. There is no action in the Brewers bullpen that we're aware of. We cannot see the bullpens here at Wrigley, but nothing on the boards that indicate who's up. So it looks like Wade Miley's going to start this sixth inning for the crew. 2-2 is high, and Tyrone has worked the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Miley, who's given up 2 over 5, likely going to go back out for the sixth. Crowd making some noise here. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Tyrone. Tyrone's pitch swung on and fouled back into the net. Tyrone's helmet nearly came off. He took such a huge hack at that pitch. And he stays alive. Count remains full, 3-2. Towards the end of the night for Tyone. Brewers would love to tack on a run right here. Monasterio gets his lead from second. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Tyrone swing and a foul tip. Into the mitt of Gomes, and the inning is over. Brewers got a single from Monasterio. That's it. They strand him at second base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's a 5-2 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Nico Horner leads off the bottom of the sixth, a 5-2 Brewers lead. Wade Miley back out there in the first pitch to Horner. In there for a strike, it's 0-1. Horner 0-2 tonight. Top of this Cubs lineup, scheduled to hit here in the sixth. Horner, Tapper, out in front of the mound. Miley Field spins and throws to first, and there's one away. Another ground ball out for Wade Miley. He's been a ground ball machine here tonight. And now here's Dansby Swanson. Well, don't miss George Webb's Double Play Meal Deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 orders of fries for $16.95. Win, lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Swanson has been a thorn in the Brewers' side at the plate over the course of this season. 11 for 25 against the crew in the first two series between these two teams. Bouncer foul at the third baseline. It's 0-1. Had that great series here at Wrigley the opening weekend of the year, and then a very good series again offensively in Milwaukee over that 4th of July series. 0-1. Dropped a changeup that just missed. It's one ball and one strike. Wade would like that call. Swanson 0-for-2, though, so far tonight. 1-1. Now one missed low with a changeup, and it's 2-1. The pitch. Chopper up the third baseline. This could be a tough play. Miley will field it. He doesn't have a play, though. Has to eat the baseball. Monasterio is coming up from third, but he didn't have a play either. That's a swinging bunt single for Dansby Swanson, who's walking a little gingerly back to first. He's all right. But busting it up the line, he was just a little bit delicate as he was motoring down, running through the bag. Keep an eye on that. Swanson is aboard with one away now for Ian Happ. Happ has a home run tonight. He is 1-for-2. First pitch to him is a swing and a miss. He went around. Cutter up and away, and Happ tried to check at the last second, but it was too late. The home run for Happ was his 16th of the year. 0-1, down and in. Nearly gets away from Contreras, but he blocks it in front of home plate. So no advance from Dansby Swanson. Abner Uribe, I should say rather Elvis Peguero, getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. 1-1 pitch is low. Two balls and one strike. This is a big inning, it feels like, for the Brewers to get through. Get through the six. You got the A bullpen, if you will, the winning bullpen set up for you tonight with Piamps and Williams. 2-1. This is drilled out to center, but playable for Sal Freeland. Moves back into his left. He's there to make the catch. Solid contact from Happ, but pretty much right in the tracks of Sal Freeland. He didn't have to move much to make that catch. And there's two down now for Cody Bellinger, and this will be a fun battle right here. Well, the 2023 postseason's coming. You can feel it in the air tonight here at Wrigley, that's for sure. Fans can get a priority access on tickets by placing a deposit on 2024 season ticket plans. Make sure you have your best seats at the season's biggest games with your deposit. Learn more at brewers.com/season tickets. So this is maybe the biggest at-bat of the game so far for the Cubs. Two outs, runner at first, trailing 5-2. And they got the guy they want at the plate right here in Cody Bellinger. He's 1-for-2. He's had a monster season for Chicago. Miley will toss over to first, and Swanson is back in plenty of time. Miley's only at 79 pitches, but so often with Wade, it's not as much about the pitch count as it is where he is in the game. Pitch to Bellinger. Boy, that didn't miss by much. Cut fastball, low outside corner. Looked like it caught it. It's 1-0. Pitch. And exact same spot, and he didn't get the call again. Wade just staring in right now at James Hoy. One of the things Bellinger's done this year is he's cut down the strikeouts considerably. It's been a problem for him the last couple of years. 2-0 pitch, ground ball to second base. Terang is there, gobbles it up, throws to first in time. And Wade Miley, through six strong here in Chicago, puts up a zero in the bottom of the sixth, and we're off to the seventh. 5-2 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of hand-cooked tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway hand-cooked tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Upgrade your home with new outlets from Legrand, including new USB outlets. Charge more of your devices without the need for bulky AC adapters. Pick up a USB outlet today for just $32.92 after 11% rebate. Good through September 4th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab Game Day Eats in Team McSee's Sports Bar or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Winner, it's free, guaranteed. Over $1 billion collected for their clients. Hupie and Abraham, Hupie.com.
Bring the college atmosphere to the ballpark this Friday at College Night, presented by GE Healthcare. Special College Night ticket. You get a Marquette, UWM, or UW-Madison Brewers hat and a $10 concessions credit. Get your seats at Brewers.com. Drew Smyly is on for the Cubs. We go to the seventh inning. It's a 5-2 Brewers lead. Here's Josh.
All right, Lane, thanks very much. Jameson Taillon is finished after six innings and 99 pitches. Christian Yelich, lefty on lefty, takes a little bit up. Ball one from Smyly. Taillon probably pitched a little better than his final stat line is going to look. A couple of big errors. Chopper off of Yelich. Or maybe it hit the catcher. Either way, it's foul ball, and the count is even, 1-1. I think that got catcher Yan Gomes instead, and he's going to walk it off a little bit. Taillon ends up allowing five runs in his six innings. At the moment, four of them are earned. I would imagine there'll be some sort of appeal process that could make it as few as one earned run. Didn't walk anybody, struck out six, but he's on the hook. It's 5-2, the Brewers. Now the 1-1, check swing. That one just clipped the bat of Yelich, and it squibs foul. And so Smiley's ahead of Christian, 1-2. Drew Smyly, a starting pitcher, as many of you well know, most of his career and most of this season until here in the month of August when his struggles have moved him into the bullpen for the Cubs. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. For a good two-seam fastball near the hands and strikes out Christian Yelich. Good start for the Cubs bullpen. On the season, Smyly has made 29 appearances. 22 of them were starts early in the year. 9-9 with a 5.24 earned run average. William Contreras to the plate. Has an RBI hit in three at-bats. Fly ball hit deep to right. Suzuki back. It's going to be over his head. That lands off the warning track. One hop into the fence. And William Contreras is chugging into second base. He's there with a double. Opposite field off the left-hander. And the Brewers in business in the seventh. Another multi-hit game for Contreras. He is unconsciously hot. And what a season he's having with both the bat and the glove. One out for Sal Frelick. That means $75 going to the MAC Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the silver lining. Another lefty-lefty here. Smyly throws, and he misses low on Sal. Ball one. Frelick had a good go of it against Taillon. He went 2-for-3 with a run. A little tougher against the lefty, Smyly. There comes the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball chopped to second base on the second hop, played by Nico Horner, right near the bag. A very short overhand flip is in time for the out on Frelick. That will advance Contreras over to third, but with two out, and Willie Adames coming to the plate. Something happened here. Drew Smyly going to get a pitching coach visit. Then somebody else was walking out of the dugout I thought was an athletic trainer, but he's not.
Yeah, he was just trying to get that ball that they were going to put out of play. It was all. But he was walking like lockstep with Tommy Hotovy at the beginning out there to the mound. So I was with you. I thought that was going to be a trainer visiting Drew Smyly at that point.
Nope, just Tommy Hotovy. Runner at third and two out in the seventh. It's 5-2. Brewers leading this series lid lifter.
You weren't the only one fooled by that. Don't feel bad. I was right there with you.
It's a fellow wearing a polo shirt standing right next to the Cubs dugout. He is some sort of security. But he is not an athletic trainer.
I mean, he might have some opinions on that, too. You don't have to pigeonhole him.
He did stay at a Holiday Inn Express. Yeah. So with two out, here's Adamas. Runner leads from third. Smyly stretches and throws, and he misses low with a curveball. Brewers have Elvis Piguero still loosening in the bullpen. It appears he'll come in for the bottom of the inning. Wade Miley would be done. 1-0 pitch. A little bit low. Another breaking ball. 2-0. Adamas got credit for an infield hit in that four-run first inning. That was the play I was saying may very well be challenged scoring-wise. Rips one to left. That ball is hooking. It is fair just inside the chalk. It bangs and goes to the fence. In from third is Contreras. And Willy Adamas delivers a big one. Two out, runs scoring double to make it a 6-2. Brewers lead in the seventh. It was a smash. He hit it very hard. The only question was, would it hook foul? And it landed on the very, very corner of the chalk. Getting a look at a replay. That was so close to being a foul ball. It was so close, in fact, there wasn't very much chalk that it even kicked up. I don't know how Angel Hernandez, the umpire, saw it, but he got it right. Rowdy Tellez up there with Adamas at second. He takes strike one.
Now we're quick to point out when Angel gets something wrong. Let's give him credit. He got that one right.
Rowdy is 1-for-2. Also a sacrifice fly. 0-1 pitch. Strike at the knees from Smyly. The count goes to nothing in two. So a pair of doubles against Smyly in the seventh. And another $75 to the Mac Fund. Courtesy of Willy Adamas and West Bend, the silver lining. First run for the crew since the second inning. 0-2 pitch. Squibbed foul right off the end of Rowdy's bat. You know what that Adamas ball just reminded me of? The U.S. Open just began in Flushing.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like one of those tennis shots that either did or did not hit the line by a millimeter, and they have to go to the Hawkeye.
I was going to say, we need the Hawkeye, right?
That is how close that ball was to either hitting or missing the chalk in the left field corner. 0-2 again is in the dirt and smothered by Yan Gomes.
That is a huge run pushed across by the Brewers right here.
Well, especially with the way this Cubs offense has been prolifically hot coming into the series, you feel much better handing the bullpen a four-run lead. Then Rowdy can extend that to 5 or 6. Smyly ready. The 1-2. Pulled on the ground, foul, first base side. Hops near the Brewers dugout. It remains 1-2. Willy Adamas. During this winning streak, now hopefully the Brewers are going to extend it to 9 games. And in those 9 games, Willie now has driven in 11 runs. That bat has come to life. He is on second. Another 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball at the shoulders, but Rowdy Tellez up swinging at it. That's the second strike out of the inning for Smyly. Inning ends after a pair of doubles. The Brewers have a 6-2 lead as the bullpen door opens and Elvis Piguero enters. We'll be back on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Pick up everything you need to wrap up summer and head into Labor Day at Fleet Farm. Get deals on cookout favorites and snacks like an American Gourmet 3-burner gas grill by Charbroil on sale $149.99. A 16-pound bag of Kingsford charcoal briquettes $9.99. 24-pack of Fleet Farm bottled water just $3. And 1-pound bags of pistachios are just $6.49. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
At Annex Wealth Management, we believe every portfolio tells a story. After all, we've analyzed thousands. Some reflect diligence and fortitude. Others, a mishmash of overlapping investments. When Annex reviews your portfolio, we spot what works, what might not, and then provide unbiased suggestions free from sales commissions. Every portfolio tells a story. Let's work on yours. Investment, retirement, tax, and estate planning. As a fee-only fiduciary, that's our story. Head to annexwealth.com.
Chemical and Industrial Engineering is now offered at Concordia University, so you can have it all. An exceptional hands-on learning experience and a full campus life. Be an athlete, a musician, or a worship leader while earning your high-demand engineering degree. In just 4 years, you'll be out there building a better world. Get started today. Visit cuw.edu/engineering. Concordia University, developing students to be ready to step out into the world and make an uncommon impact since 1881.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
For the bottom of the seventh inning, after six terrific innings of work from Wade Miley, the Brewers now a 6-2 lead over the Cubs in search of a ninth consecutive victory. Here comes Piguero. Elvis is entering game number 52 as a Brewer. Four wins, four losses. He's got a 3.54 earned run average and misses just barely inside to Seiya Suzuki, ball one. Back to his seventh inning role that Abner Uribe's been filling a lot over the last couple of weeks. Abner had a rough one yesterday, though, against the Padres. Ground ball to third on a hop play near the bag. Monasterio jumps and throws on the run, and in plenty of time, he's able to retire Seiya Suzuki. Good start for Elvis, a 5-3 ground out. And then it's Yan Gomes and Jamer Candelario do. Miley threw 82 pitches to get through six. Gave up just four hits, two of which were solo homers for the two runs allowed. He did not walk a batter and had only one strikeout. Yan Gomes up there. Takes the sinker low and in ball one. I would say that was a very Wade Miley performance. Used his defense, worked quickly and effectively. Let the Cubs put the ball into play, and for the most part, the guys caught it behind him. 1-0 pitch to Gomes, inside. 96 on the gun, 2-0. Seventh inning stretch presented by Island Resort and Casino. You can experience that Grand Slam feeling when you book a getaway to the largest resort north of Milwaukee. 2-0 to Gomes, knee-high, strike one. Visit islandresortandcasino.com today. Miley could win it. And, of course, he can't lose it. 6-2 Brewers. 2-1 skipped into the glove of Contreras for ball three. Yan Gomes grounded out twice against Wade Miley. 0-2. One out in the seventh. Piguero's 3-1. Inside ball four. He walked up. That was a sinker from Piguero that missed. That's the first walk of this game for either team. And Gomes receives it to bring up Jamer Candelario. Candelario also grounded out twice against Wade Miley. Now facing the right-hander, Piguero. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fooled him with a slider. And a feeble-looking cut makes it nothing and one. Figueroa with that teal blue glove, as always. Holds on his hip, the 0-1. Candelario swings and misses over the top of a slider again. A couple of good breaking balls to get Elvis ahead. It's nothing in two. Gomes being held on at first, and the pitch down and in. Another slider. That one hopped into the glove of William Contreras, though, for ball one. If you're just joining us, Brewers struck early. A four-run top of the first to set the tone. It's been 2-2 ever since. Chopper slowly hit to first. That one bounces foul. Just about a foot wide of the bag where Rowdy Tellez fielded. It remains 1-2 on Jamer Candelario. The opening inning began with a Christian Yelich home run into the left field bleacher seats. Mark Canna later hit a two-run shot. The four-run first off of Jameson Taillon. It's now 6-2 Brewers. With a win, they'll be five games clear of the second-place Cubs in the Central. One out in the inning. Gomes leads at first. 1-2, time was granted. Very, very late, but given to the batter, Candelario. Figueroa threw the pitch anyway. It didn't count. Left-handed is Jamer. The 1-2 now is outside on a slider. Two balls, two strikes. I feel like we've been saying this a lot recently, but here comes another very big week for the Brewers, playing a couple of teams that are right in the thick of their wild card race in the National League. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider at the knees. He struck him out. Candelario is gone. Two out. Only the second ortho ASAP strikeout of this entire game for Brewer pitching. And you can start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com.
You get the Phillies, and then finally, you get at least what is on paper a little bit of a break. Brewers just seem to really turn it on against good teams, though.
Patrick Wisdom ground ball to short. Played near the bag by Willy Adames. Flips the short way to second for a force out. Durang receives it. Gomes is gone. Wisdom hits into the fielder's choice 6-4 to end the inning. Okay, you got Cubs and Phillies. Currently, those are the top two wild card teams in the National League.
You go to Pittsburgh and New York, and the Yankees having their struggles. And for the Brewers, it's about the Brewers as much as anything, and they're playing really well right now.
Oh, yeah. As well as they've played, I think you could say almost inarguably in two seasons. Let's go to the eighth. 6-2 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time.
Kids, be part of a major league moment. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Pick up an entry form at your local PNC Bank.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
At the UPS store, you can ship it all. We're your bulky sports equipment shipping store. Your heavy luggage shipping store. Your fancy art shipping store. We're even your I-can't-believe-it's-already-time-for-back-to-school shipping store. So visit your neighborhood We Ship It All store for dependable UPS shipping with easy-to-use tracking and competitive rates. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. The UPS store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot out of here!
On the Brewer.
Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
To the eighth inning, Brewers 6, Cubs 2, and Jose Quas takes over on the hill for the Northsiders. In to call it for you, Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. Quas, a former Brewers farmhand, is an outfielder, converted to pitcher, and has found his way to the big leagues. Mark Cannon leading things off against him here in the top of the eighth and takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Quas started this season with the Kansas City Royals. 0-1 missed outside. That's one ball and one strike. Traded at the deadline to Chicago. It was really the only thing they did in their bullpen at the deadline. If you were going to critique the Cubs' deadline moves, that might be what you would critique. They didn't maybe do enough in that pen. 1-1 is in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. But Quas is a great story. He is not prototypical, really, in any way, shape, or form. As a right-handed pitcher with good velocity, he'll run it up there in the low to mid-90s with his fastball. And he does it from a very sidearm arm slot. 1-2 pitch is all the way back to the backstop, and it's two balls and two strikes. I don't think I would say he's a submarine, but it is a straight sidearm delivery, that's for sure. Looks in and kind of gives, I wouldn't say a Craig Kimbrell look, but has that arm swinging as he gets the sign. And the 2-2 pitch line right back into his glove. Montana smoked that baseball right back at Cross, and he made the catch. Blown away here in the eighth. ...95,097 fans here tonight at Wrigley Field. Tonight's attendance sponsored by the All of Us Research Program, Wisconsin. It truly takes all of us to define causes of illnesses and become a better, healthier planet. Help the cause today and visit joinallofus.org. Andrew Monasterio showed bunt, pulled the bat back, and took a ball. It's 1-0. 6-2 Brewers. Quas, the 1-0 pitch, and he caught the outside corner. The sinking fastball at 93, it's 1-1. Monasterio, 1-for-3 tonight. The 1-1 pitch, and he flinched at a pitch that missed outside. It's 2-1. Quas looks in, and the 2-1. Swinging a foul back behind home plate. And it's two balls and two strikes on Monasterio. Well, it's shandy season. Leinenkugel's summer shandy, refreshing white spirit, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. Two-two pitch to Monasterio is flipped foul and out of play down the first base line. Stays at 2-2. Looking at the beach along Lake Michigan on our way up to the ballpark today from downtown Chicago. I think there were some summer shandies being consumed on the beach today. It was a perfect day for it. 2-2 pitch, and Monasterio took up and away. It's three balls and two strikes. So he has worked the count full here against Jose Quas. One out, nobody on, top of the eighth. 3-2 pitch, and he got a piece of it, found it straight back, and stays alive. Monasterio had a good homestand, went 4-for-14, 3 RBIs, had a really tough road trip, but it looks like he's put that behind him, starting to swing the bat pretty well again. 3-2 pitch, popped it up, foul and out of play, behind home plate, and Monasterio up there battling right now against Jose Quas. Brewers with a 6-2 lead. Yoel Piops is getting loose in the bullpen. Craig Counsell is taking no chances tonight. 3-2 pitch. Monasterio, ground ball sharply hit behind the bag at third. Fielded by Madrigal with a backhand. Throw to first is off the bag, but Candelario applies the tag as Monasterio.
Monasterio runs through the first base bag. And that's a nice play by Madrigal. Nice play by Candelario. And tough luck for Monasterio. There are two down. Madrigal's made a couple of really nice plays. It's not the best throw, but if you're going to miss with that,